From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
United States joins CARICOM in urging Nevis to think again about secession. A strong defense of offshore financing from Barbados, and Banana Representative says rescue package will be tough on farmers. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
It is a source of great concern to us if there was to be a fragmentation of the state of St. Kitts Nevis and a creation of yet another micro-mini-state in our region with all the implications and dangers that entails.
CARICOM Secretary General Edwin Carrington returning to regional concerns about a possible vote for secession next Monday on the island of Nevis, with the referendum on separation from St. Kitts now less than a week away. This is the second time that CARICOM has spoken out on the issue. This time there was support from the U.S. State Department. A statement from State Department spokesman James Rubin, handed out at the CARICOM news conference in Georgetown today, said the U.S. government associates itself with the CARICOM position. James Rubin went on to say that maintaining the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis would be more compatible with the trend towards greater integration. According to Dr. Carrington, other countries also raised concerns about a possible separation of the two islands.